because then you don't know where to put the snow at.
The familiar sounds of dealing with a ton of snow. Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Big shout out to all the people listening to the show and the nooks and crannies still celebrating the holidays. And in Massachusetts, 1,000 crews plus, they were out there with those snowblower things you just heard. And the temperatures were supposedly well below freezing. And in Vermont, they were absolutely warned to stay off the road. I know a lot of you are listening. WVMT, hello, hello, hello. And you sent me some of the pictures in Vermont and what it was like, because you had, in some areas, kind of a whiteout. This is not the worst part of the storm. The worst part of the storm is if you had to travel. Ooh, bad timing. 400 flights in or out of the United States canceled Thursday. Flights getting into New York's LaGuardia Airport delayed about an hour or two on Thursday morning. 60 flights were canceled Thursday in Philly. 300 flights were grounded the day before, so it was pretty rough in Philadelphia. Tracking websites are talking about at least 1,700 flights. We've already talked about this in a previous show. Were canceled on Wednesday. Just more reasons why you should always check before you drive to the airport to make sure your flight's on time. I think I've told this story. One time I didn't do that, and it was, in fact, a flight to Philadelphia, and it was delayed for 5 hours. So by the time I got everything out and I was in the airport, I thought, you know what? I'm just going to hang here. I'm going to be like that Tom Hanks character in the terminal and just drive myself crazy walking around, checking out all these things that I never even knew existed, because usually, poof, I'm there, I'm in, I'm out, and that's it, and I take off. But I wasn't going to turn around. There was some kind of nasty weather. I think it was mostly rain. But regardless, by the time I got in, parked, and had done all that stuff, there was no way I was going to try to go back and do it all again. It didn't make any sense. And that was because I didn't check. I just figured, oh, okay, everything's fine. But when you get snow and horrible rain and winds and ice, there is the chance that you can have those delays. And that was the nasty, terrific storm that smashed into the Northeast, so Pennsylvania got the most of it. In fact, storm advisories are still up and in place for central PA to Maine, and they're saying snow accumulations of up to about a foot by Friday morning. So the shovels, the snow blowers, just a little piece of what you hear outside your window, or what you're dealing with perhaps in your backyard. I always like to say that America Tonight is the buzz in your backyard. That's what people are buzzing about. They're talking about the weather. That's not the only thing they're talking about. A familiar face, you saw him on the tube a lot, telling the story of what was happening in the Gulf War, General Norman Schwarzkopf. He was the face of Desert Storm. He is dead at the age of 78. So many people are commenting on Schwarzkopf and what a terrific leader he was, from the current President Barack Obama, who said he stood tall for his country, the U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, who said the general left an indelible imprint on the military, that he was a skilled leader, and his campaign liberated the Kuwaiti people and produced a decisive victory for the Allied coalition. And then there were many, many others who have stepped forward to say what it was like to deal with Schwarzkopf, who retired back in 1991. Seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? Then he was very, very popular doing speaking tours, and briefly he was even a military analyst for NBC. At one point, he was really thinking about trying to make a run for the U.S. Senate, but then he thought better of it. Instead, he wrote a book, that It Doesn't Take a Hero. That was the name of the book, It Doesn't Take a Hero. But he was definitely a popular guy. In fact, Harmony writes into us, and hello, Harmony, that he was tough but a good general. Her cousin was in Desert Storm. I knew about four from here that went, and I heard similar things from a lot of people who called the show when Schwarzkopf was out and he was talking about different aspects of what was going on when he worked for NBC. And he certainly will be missed by a lot of people who remember him way back when, from the West Point days. And then actually he was a guy who did a tour in Nam in 1966. He was I would consider him, you know, if you, it's like when you boil it down to one word, I would consider him to be unflappable. That's what that's what Schwarzkopf was, unflappable. All right, this is shocking as we switch gears and give you a couple of quick news hits at the top of the show, because we're going to roll into some of the interesting things that we learned this past year, some of the people that we ran into, some of the people we were fortunate enough to spend time with, some of the things that we talked about on America Tonight. But you think of the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut, and how they're still healing. I mean, for goodness sake, it's only been a couple of weeks, and they've arrested a 37-year-old Bronx woman after she allegedly was coming up with a scheme to pose as a relative of one of the kids who was killed. So Noelle Alba is accused of using her Facebook account to solicit money from people wanting to donate to victims' families, claiming that the money was going to be used for what she was calling a funeral fund. So the Justice Department swiftly got wind of this, went in, because people were sending money to a PayPal account rather controlled by her, and then she lied about the scam to the federal people who were looking into this, the federal investigators who were all over her, in fact, for this, trying to exploit the people who, the victims of that, of Sandy Hook Elementary School, their children being gunned down, they were open fired upon, 26 people in all. You have to be kidding me. There's so many things that you could say about this woman, but not worth the airtime, except for that. That is definitely the embarrassment of the week, and the I'd say dungeon moment probably of the week too, because there's something sick about preying on the really, really disheartened and despairing people who are just trying to find some silver linings and a little bit of hope in a terrible, terrible situation at a horrible time of year. All right, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, as I said, we bumped into quite a few people this year. What a great year it was, actually, for America Tonight. You know, that's how the people running for various offices across the country that we interviewed on the show, some people running for Congress, some people running for Senate, that's kind of how they were, optimistic. Their sails were full of wind and hoping that they had a great chance to get across the finish line. E.J. Otero was one of those. He was running in District 14 in Tampa, Florida. He was running against somebody who had been in office for decades, and there was so much printed about EJ, and there were so many people doing interviews with him. He was talking about, why doesn't Tampa open up their ports more, and how come they're not a serious area for traffic in and out, and how much import-export could be done, and how much was lost there. And he was looking pretty good in one of those straw polls. That goes to what the year was like for so many politicians, and it looked like Kathy Castro, the incumbent, had a weak spot. Sure enough, she trounced him when it came to the actual election. Also, we're going to talk to Ryan Rickard from YesWeBuildIt.com, and a little slice of election night as we take a look back what the year was like on America Tonight 2012.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Republican National Convention. We're at the convention center on Radio Row. And I really think you're going to enjoy our next guest. His name is EJ Otero. He doesn't know it, but I used to speak fluent Spanish. I lost a little of that. I went to Spain, and I was there for a year. But when you don't use it, you lose it. So anyway, I should brush up. He's actually running for Congress in District 14 in Tampa, Florida.
Yes, ma'am.
And we're excited to have him with us because it's always, I think it's always interesting to get the perspective of the candidates and what it's like when you're running, when you're out there hitting up, you know, the people, getting the message out, that kind of stuff, day in and day out. Plus, there's a broadcasting twist to this, but that's not going to come in until the end of this interview. EJ, what made you decide that you wanted to run for Congress?
Well, I retired out of the military. I was in it 28 years, and then the last 14 were right here at MacDill Air Force Base, first at Central Command and then at Special Operations Command. My job on my last four was negotiating international agreements, and when I did, I found out that many of our friends around the world, they had issues with the United States that I never saw before, related to the fact that we have a weak military and a weak economy, so therefore we ceased being as influential as we were in the world, and that concerned me. So when I retired, I looked around and I saw that there's no leadership here locally, congressionally speaking, to do that. And I threw my hat in the ring to take care of that.
All right, so you know you've had some stiff opposition from somebody who is completely different as far as running on different things. I mean, completely different, obviously, from a Republican agenda to a Democratic agenda, et cetera. What do you think are the biggest things in your mind, besides the reason that motivated you to do this, that are facing the people in your district? The biggest concerns? Is it the same thing that we keep hearing in the national level? Everybody in all the polling and whatnot, everybody's concerned about jobs and the economy and the future and what's going to happen with Medicare. Are you hearing that same thing?
Absolutely. Specifically, the things that the congresswoman and the incumbent right now has been ignoring. We have one of the highest rates of foreclosure. You know, the income is decreasing. Unemployment is going up. Standards of living is going down. The youth in our community, they don't have anything to look forward to. The elderly are running afraid of what's going to happen if this continues the way it is. And nobody champions our causes. And that's what I do. That's what I have seen when I have been knocking on doors and talking to thousands of people. They want somebody to help them make their life better.
All right, so you say you had the career in the military, you retire, and you decide to go into politics. What was the toughest thing that you learned when you decided, I'm going to throw my name in the ring here? For anyone out there thinking about ever jumping in after retiring or even during whatever career they have because they're frustrated or they see a lane, they want to take it. What's the first step? That's tough because you're not from a legacy family. Legacy is easier when you have, like, the Bush family, because I'll go to the national level. You had the governor, Jeb Bush, here, of course. It's easier when you have people to hand down the instruction manual and some of the people that you need to know. So what are a couple of the first things you had to do when you decided to make this big leap?
Well, I think the instruction manual that I follow was the Constitution. That was very clear to me. I have an issue with professional politicians. They tend not to do well at the end. There's some that remain there forever, like the one that is in right now in my district. She's from one of those families, but she's forgetting about the people. And you've got to listen to the people. You've got to be willing to work hard, to buy a lot of shoes and go to a lot of places and drink a lot of coffee and listen to the folks. You've got to have a big heart, because if you don't, then you're missing the point of what the country really needs.
Yeah. As you say, you have to have a big heart and you have to pay attention. You have to listen to what the people need. So as now part of the strategy, because what are we, 60-some days out, 68 days to the election, what are you doing to know how you're doing with the people? Are you getting polls? What are the things that you're doing strategically to find out?
Well, so far we have beaten her in two polls, first time ever in six years, and I won my primary by 22 points. So there is a willingness by the folks out there. They want somebody to represent them. This is a district that there have been pockets of it, and the demographics that have not been looked at, that have been all they want is congressional oversight. The mismanagement of congressional dollars coming into the district are ridiculous. She doesn't pay attention to it. We're talking in the millions of dollars. So one of the things that we want to do is we want to look at exactly where the money's going so it is not squandered like it has been. We also have the port facility here, one of the largest port facilities in the country, and nobody pays attention to it. That has to be the mouth that brings in all the money from Latin America. Enough of Europe, enough of Asia. The money is in Latin America. Brazil is spending $1 trillion in the world.
I want Miami.
Some of that. Absolutely they are.
Yeah. So how is it that Tampa gets missed? Because you're absolutely right. I've been down there. I've been on the ships. I didn't even make that connection, spending lots of time in Miami and realizing the money they're getting from Latin America. How is it that that hasn't happened in Tampa? It's
well,
right in front of you.
It's leadership. It's all about leadership. And all of it, believe it or not, a lot of it has to do with federal issues. So you need to have a congressperson that understands that. You know, the free trade agreements with Latin America, with four countries in Latin America, and those agreements are about selling it to them, selling stuff to them, and being shipped out of the port of Tampa. That's what it has to do with. And we haven't had that. So you have individual folks in Tampa, in the Tampa Bay region, trying hard, but they need it needs to be worked as a team, led by in great measure by the congressional representation. We want to do that. It is embarrassing, I think, that you have the Panama Canal that is expanding. They're spending $3 billion there, and most of the contracts went to Korea, Italy, France, and Germany, and we got one token minor contract of a couple of million dollars when we are only a mile and a half away.
Wow.
And the last, if I may say so, is we have one of the finest airports here, and the folks at the airport, they're working really hard to expand routes, but so far, we don't have any flights to Latin America with the exception of Panama.
Even though you're so close.
Even though we're so close. I want to lead that. I want to partner with the local teams and change that.
Yeah, you're so right. When I flew to Ecuador, I spent some time in Guayaquil, had to fly to Miami.
Absolutely.
Even though I have family in Tampa, couldn't get out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, interesting. Now, you're here at the convention, so are you, so to speak, for lack of a better way to describe it, picking the brains of some other Congress folks that have run or that are running? What kind of conversations are you having?
Well, the conversation we've been having day in, day out with hundreds of folks, we're laser focused on one issue, the economy of the country, improving it. And we're all talking about the same thoughts, the same possibilities to improve the economy and stop the nonsense that we have been having so far. We need to ensure that the elderly population, our seniors, are taking care of. They don't have to worry about losing their Medicare like they have been told erroneously. We need to make sure that we have new ideas for bringing new money in so our children have something to look forward to, so they have jobs to look forward to instead of just playing a shell game with money that we don't have and continue spending money that we don't have. So we need to get back on track. We need to be we need to lower taxes, control spending, and smaller government.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
A millennial, right? And we've been talking about this. What happens when you're a business owner? You've got all this ambition. You're watching to see where things are headed. And you're not happy with what's going on in a couple of facets of tax laws and what the future holds. For example, with Obamacare and just, again, more of the pounding you take as an entrepreneur these days and could take, it could go in a worse direction by the government. You know, you all know how I feel about that. So welcoming here to America Tonight, he's in our virtual green room, Ryan Rickard. He's the founder of the American Small Business Movement. And I love this. YesWeBuildIt.com. Hey, Ryan, thanks for hanging with us on ATN.
Thank you.
So, first of all, tell us about your business and your concerns. You own something called the Clean Slate Group. What do you do, and how concerned are you about the future when it comes to being an entrepreneur and a business person?
Well, to answer you kind of in reverse order there, very concerned. But my business, I left kind of the corporate world. I was involved in indoor football, marketing of and management of indoor football for 8 years, and then I went to an ad agency. This last year I took a huge risk and ultimately leap of faith to start a for-profit company funding a nonprofit, our nonprofit charity arm. So Clean Slate Group funds Clean Slate Project, and what we do is we have a combination of anti-graffiti vinyl and laminate, and we wrap eyesore objects for cities. So we do city beautification, we wrap traffic signal boxes, kind of how we started, everything from dumpsters to city vehicles to bus stops to all that, and it's resistant to spray paint markers and damaging adhesives. And we take either public art is kind of our big thing, or historical photos, or scenic photos. So that's how we started. We're headquartered in Montana, but we just did a great project in Minneapolis. We're working with some other big cities across the country, and it's been really exciting. So it's been great.
So you said Minneapolis was one. This is a problem across the country. So what a great business idea. What besides Minneapolis, and maybe Minneapolis is it? What was your favorite project to date?
Well, you know, my hometown, where I live and where I went to college is Bozeman, Montana. So I'm a proud Bobcat, Montana State University. And so Bozeman was neat because it was my hometown. And I took a spark between my ears, and I was able to progress it and develop it and spend countless hours of kind of mad scientist style figuring out what vinyls and what laminates would actually work and with the complex curves and everything. So Bozeman was probably my favorite. But every project is so neat because in each city, we take, I say 10 to 15%, but it's usually right around 10 or 12%, as much as we can to cover our costs, but also fund youth organizations in that city. So Minneapolis went to Minneapolis, Bozeman to Bozeman. We're in conversations with New Orleans and Portland and Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Fargo, and all these cities. And in all of them, the projects, the charity will go to those organizations that my hopes and my thinking is it'll fund the organizations that help these kids fill their idle time, teach them right for wrong, and ultimately limit the cycle of vandalism.
Yeah, there you go. Good for you. Talk about that's terrific. I can see this in my mind. I'm thinking this is can really mushroom, which you obviously know. You mentioned some of the cities that you're already talking to, and then putting it back into the city itself, keeping the dollars there and helping other people. Just a terrific idea. Talk about yeswebuildit.com and the whole push with the small business movement. We'll just combine them. And the idea is, right, to keep the money here in the United States and to strengthen ourselves within, right?
Absolutely. So what we did is, you know, on July 13th, when the president talked about, had his whole conversation about government's role and how if you have a small business, you didn't build it, someone else made that happen. I looked at that from every side. I tried to put myself in all potential views, shoes, if that makes sense. So I was looking at it from all angles. And whether or not you agree or disagree, it was taken in or out of context. I took the opportunity. It ruffled my feathers because I just turned 29 years old. My wife's 27. She's pregnant. We've had pregnancy complications. So she was home. It's like a Sunday night that is reserved for family time typically for us, and just burning the midnight oil. Just like, you know, that's my sob story. Just like everyone else, 100 million other people. But, it irked me enough to want to do something. And what I really wanted to do, I'm not a negative person, nor am I, I'm happy. I wanted to take a stand, and I took a stand on this position, and I saw an opportunity to take this negative, both sides being negative, his comment and how the media ran with it either way, and try to turn it into a positive for small business and stand up for something I believe in. I don't think that that side of government or the president gives proper credit to the hard work of small business owners. And you can argue all day that, you know, the small business owner didn't actually build it, it's the customer. But I'll argue right back, you know, that no one built my business. And obviously we survived because of our customers, and that's a big part. So that's a whole other part. But so we created, right away I bought up yeswebuiltit.com. We built that. We bought like, I don't know, 10 websites. Uh-huh. And then I put a trademark in on Yes, We Built It. And then come to find out a couple weeks later, Romney's group was obviously using it for the RNC, and which has been great because we have the road of awareness has been is more than paved, and the president gave me the substance to work with. And me owning a print shop, it was kind of a perfect storm to say, hey, we can do yard signs, vehicle decals, window decals, T-shirts, hats, we can do everything. And it just, it exploded in my little group of friends overnight, and has since just caught fire, which is, it's really ironic because I'm building a business out of him saying we didn't build a business. And I'm actually creating jobs, which has been really cool. So it's just been a really, really neat experience.
So when you say you're creating jobs, jobs for people to help you with YesWeBuildIt.com and the T-shirts and all that kind of stuff?
Exactly. Yep. So we've been, a lot of it we're doing in-house. We have some stuff that is outsourced, I guess. We have some local people here. Everything, all of our products are American-made. And we try to be as green as possible with our eco-solvent prints and recycled materials and all this. But it's all about America, because this is my belief, even before all this was said, it is a no-brainer, and it makes me so frustrated, especially with people my age. You know, I can't believe how little my circle of friends, and I love them all, but most of them either act like they don't care or don't care. And they'll take the path of least resistance and the cheapest option, even if it is produced outside of our country, for the you know, they'll spend the $5 instead of the $7 when they don't realize the whole circle that they're either funding or supporting or not supporting.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, that's a good thing where they're kind of laissez-faire is what you're saying in your own circle. Will those friends vote? Do you think they're going to go out and vote? Because that's the other thing we hear, that a lot of people that are in your age bracket are saying, nah, I'm not voting. I don't care. I'm not voting.
Yeah. No, I think that's absolutely a big problem. And I'll be, you know, I've always exercised my right to vote. I've got, war veteran grandfathers, and it was just from the get-go, I came out waving an American flag, proud to be an American. And so I've always voted, but I have been guilty of not paying close enough attention, or, taking just like a wait until last minute and being like, well, kind of vote either, I don't know, vote with the masses, if I've actually been guilty of that. But, I haven't been properly educated. And I feel many of my friends, and not only my friends, but the market research we're intentionally and unintentionally doing because of this Yes, We Built It. .com. We're seeing it. A lot of people, they're like, they don't care, or they're just saying, oh, the media, everything's so, it's so dramatic, I can't even keep up, so I'm not going to vote. And it blows my mind, and it's really, it's not only sad, it's just kind of scary that people need to educate themselves, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. I love that you swooped in and you did the YesWeBuiltIt.com. That was brilliant. See, that wasn't a waste for you to hear those words, because you've made a business on it. And, I mean, this, you know, kind of the sky's the limit, at least for in the short run, then probably even beyond that. How many have you been able to put to, you know, how many people have you been able to put to work? A handful of people?
A handful of people. And we're actually interviewing some people this week. And so right now, I think there are between Clean Slate and Yes, We Built It, there are about 7 of us working.
Wow.
And then we're looking to probably take on 2 or 3 more. And that, to a lot of people, won't sound like a lot, but that is incredible leaps and bounds for our tiny little business. So it's been a big deal. It's been really neat. And the thing that we've done also, in addition to those products, is we've been able to use this as a platform for small businesses to tell their story. So not only to come on and say, hey, check out my products, but to tell their story of, I didn't have, I had $7 in my wallet when I left this and did this. That's the type of stories we want to hear. And we've opened up a lot of channels of conversation, or at least been able to talk to a lot of people. And we're now also working with some groups that are pro just supporting small business. Montana Policy Institute is one of them that we've struck up conversations with, and it's just going in a really positive direction, and the platform for businesses to tell their stories has been really neat.
All right, Ryan Rickert, congratulations on what you're doing and being a new dad pretty soon, too. But YesWeBuiltIt.com, I love it. Keep on keeping on, brother, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Election road, and we go to New Hampshire. Jack Heath, our pal there, joins us. And Jack, you and I chatted a little bit about what we were seeing heading into this. And New Hampshire, it depended on which pundit you were listening to, or which Democratic strategist, or which Republican strategist you were talking to. No doubt politics, pure politics across the board. But tell everyone the results for the state of New Hampshire.
New Hampshire right now, as we head into the, you know, not quite at midnight hour, but we have about half the state reporting, half the precincts, and a tighter win, but the state was projected earlier correctly for the president. President Obama wins New Hampshire, 52-47% margin right now, 146,000 votes to 132,000. What's interesting, though, in the race for governor, which was an open race, we have two-year gubernatorial terms, a four-term Democratic incumbent not running. The Democratic candidate, Maggie Hassan, has won the race by almost the exact same margin that President Obama won New Hampshire's election over the Republican challenger, who had pretty good name recognition. And the other interesting factor is we only have two congressional districts in New Hampshire. But in District 2, it looks like the Republican incumbent Charlie Bass in District 2 goes down to the Democratic challenger Ann Custer by the exact same margin that Obama beats Romney in New Hampshire, right around that 52-44. And in the first district, incumbent Frank Ginta, Republican congressman, is in the fight for his life. It's a dead heat, 48%, 48%. We are looking at a potential Democratic sweep in New Hampshire. I did not see it. I thought the independents would break slightly right, and the polls tightened at the end. They broke slightly left. This is a swing that we have not seen in New Hampshire since 2008.
Yeah, what do you attribute that to, Jack? You had your finger on the pulse. What was happening there with the Democrats?
Kate, I have a house full of friends. My wife's in the other room. We have neighbors that are into this stuff. We, you know, politics are a contact sport in New Hampshire. It's like watching the New England Patriots. And I can't tell you what happened tonight. No one can. It just is a very strange thing. I thought that the record high turnout in the independents would break slightly right. Apparently, President Obama's message and the Democrats, maybe Governor Lynch and others, just sort of carried the day. I'm at a loss to explain the sweep. I could have seen one or two of these. I did not see a sweep here in New Hampshire.
All right, one last one, because Massachusetts is practically the stepchild of New Hampshire, or vice versa, depending on who you're talking about or who you're talking to. But Senator Elizabeth Warren, that's what she will be called, beating Scott Brown. I guarantee that there was some hooting and hollering in your living room. What was the reaction in New Hampshire to that?
Well, a friend of mine, Andy Card's brother, Brad Card, good friend. Andy Card was George W. Bush's chief of staff. Brad Card, very close to Scott Brown, was up in New Hampshire doing some media interviews, staying with me. He went down to Boston tonight. He said it was like a big balloon with the air coming out at the Brown headquarters. You know, he could feel it. They could feel it. Pretty depressing surprise that it was a pretty clear win for Elizabeth Warren. And you know what's interesting? Elizabeth Warren, Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire, governor-elect, Ann Custer winning the second district, I think. No one's projected it, but I'll project it on your show. And I think Carol Shea Porter may actually knock off the Republicans. So you have a cluster of women office holders there, Democrats. They kind of ran the same campaign against the Republican challengers, saying they're going to take away your rights, take away your, you know, right to for an abortion, take away your right to choose, some other things, and it worked. You know, a lot of the people thought it was negative. A lot of people didn't like the ads, but I think they were effective, and I think it apparently worked. Because Scott Brown was not a right-wing radical extremist.
Yeah.
The way they painted in the ads, he's pretty independent. Yes. In fact, I worked with his wife at Channel 5 WCVB in Boston. Scott Brown, pretty popular guy, couple of daughters, but they managed to put him into that right-wing box of, you know, wants to take away a woman's right to breathe, walk, run, whatever it takes, and it worked. It worked. It worked in New Hampshire, too, and sometimes negative advertising works. So no whining, but a surprise. I think people felt that Scott Brown had a chance to hold on and win that race. Not the case. And in New Hampshire, it looks like a big Democratic win tonight for the president and the Democrats, and that was not quite expected.
Yeah, Jack Heath, thanks. Excellent job. We'll talk to you again down the road.
All right, Kate, take care.
All right, momentarily, Mitt Romney is expected to give his concessions speech in Boston. It'll be interesting to hear what Mitt Romney has to say. As many people who have left the ballroom, there are still plenty of people on hand to hear him. The questions now will be in analyzing what happened, what cost the Republicans this one. Was it the strength of Obama's ground game and the team around him and some of the things that happened along the way, or was it some of the missteps by the Republicans in this campaign season that were just too costly? The Republican parties will rally and they'll try to figure out what it was, and most likely I think they're going to blame it on the fact that Mitt was too moderate, and that was part of the problem, not conservative enough, and that's why he didn't appeal enough to some of the big base of conservatives in the Republican Party. That'll be one thing that will come out. You know, how would Romney actually perform as a president? That was something that happened and came up in the exit polls, rather, as to what we could expect from Mitt Romney. Maybe there was a question mark as to what you would get with Romney. Although I think in the end, I mean, he really did run a pretty... He seems like a good enough guy, and as far as the Republican nomination, he ran a decent enough campaign, but I don't know that he articulated himself enough. Here's Mitt Romney with his concession speech.
Onto the stage in Boston to speak with his supporters, Mitt Romney.
Thank you. Thank you, my friends. Thank you so very much. Thank you. President Obama to congratulate him on his victory. His supporters and his campaign also deserve congratulations. I wish all of them well, but particularly the President, the First Lady, and their daughters. This is a time of great challenges for America, and I pray that the President will be successful in guiding our nation. Paul Ryan for all that he has done for our campaign. And for our country. Besides my wife, Ann, Paul is the best choice I've ever made. And I trust that his intellect and his hard work and his commitment to principle will continue to contribute to the good of our nation. I also want to thank Ann, the love of my life. She would have been a wonderful first lady. She has been that and more to me and to our family and to the many people that she has touched with her compassion and her care. I thank my sons for their tireless work in behalf of the campaign and thank their wives and children for taking up the slack as their husbands and dads have spent so many weeks away from home. I want to thank Matt Rhodes and the dedicated campaign team he led. An extraordinary effort, not just for me, but also for the country that we love. And to you here tonight, and to the team across the country, the volunteers, the fundraisers, the donors, the surrogates, I don't believe that there's ever been an effort in our party that can compare with what you have done over these past years. Thank you so very much. Thanks for all the hours of work, for the call, for the speeches and appearances, for the resources and for the prayers. You gave deeply from yourselves and performed magnificently. And you inspired us and you humbled us. You've been the very best we could have imagined. The nation, as you know, is at a critical point. At a time like this, we can't risk partisan bickering and political posturing. Our leaders have to reach across the aisle to do the people's work. And we citizens also have to rise to the occasion. We look to our teachers and professors. We count on you not just to teach, but to inspire our children with a passion for learning and discovery. We look to our pastors and priests and rabbis and counselors of all kinds to testify of the enduring principles upon which our society is built.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.